We're probably just under halfway through. We've spent the last 5 months going down into the ground, sort of creating the basement car parking, and we'll spend the next 3 weeks going back up again. So by the end of September, we will have all of the steel work complete. So you'll see the shape of the building. The lift shaft is already in there. So by the end of September, complete steel frame.
And it does look quite vast. It sort of, well, it hides the church, doesn't it?
It does hide the church from certain viewpoints, and we were really, really careful when we designed the buildings, and we've used a lot of historical precedent to work out where the buildings that used to be on this site, exactly where they were, where their footings were, and we've been very careful not to overstep the mark.
This is going to be a mixture of restaurants and flats and parking underneath.
There will be 12 or 13 parking spaces in the basement, which will be for the sole use of the occupiers of the apartments. The apartments will be 2 and 3 bed, and some of the apartments will be duplex as well. So we've got some very, very special accommodation going in there, something which probably isn't in Kettering at the moment. The restaurants, we've got up to 1,000 square meters of restaurant space, split between 2 or 3 units, depending on what the restaurants want. And they'll have terraces which look out onto the marketplace and also back onto the church as well, because we recognize that there's no back to these buildings. The traditional back of the buildings actually faces onto one of our best buildings, the parish church, and the front faces onto the marketplace. So it's basically a building with 4 sides.
What you will need are people to actually move into these restaurants. It's all very well having a building. What are the chances of getting someone to actually move in and let these restaurants?
I think the first thing to say is that we already have a very successful marketplace with a very some very good local restaurants around it. I mean, there's the Red Rose Indian restaurant, there's Mangiamo's, which is an Italian restaurant. There's a number of others in the vicinity as well. So what we're hoping to do is to build on the success that they've already made for the area. But you are right, we do need to fill these restaurant units. And we've had quite a lot of interest from both local and national operators to take these units. So we're very confident that once the buildings are nearing completion, that we will sign somebody up and that they will hope to open in summer or perhaps autumn 2011.
And there's a chance of having something like a Pizza Express or an Ask?
I would like to think there's a very good chance that we get somebody like that, yes.
So paint a picture of this part of Kettering in a year's time.
In a year's time, we'll be standing here, yeah, maybe even standing in this exact location, on the terrace, sipping a cappuccino, looking out onto events that are taking place on the marketplace. We'll have the fountains in the background. We'll have much less traffic moving through the area because the Market Street will be pedestrianised. We'll have 2 new restaurants and we'll have very successful existing local restaurants as well.